A Midday with Howie Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
Now, in Mind Your Business, we speak to business owners, industry experts, even academics to find out how the SME sector here is doing. After all, it powers half our economy and hires about 70% of our workforce. Now, Gates PCM Integrated Services is one of the Spirit of Enterprise Award winners of 2018. They're one of the fastest growing security agencies in the country. Director Sivanisan Hitnasamy joins us to talk us through the ever-evolving security landscape, how they're staying ahead and what the award means to them. Siva, thanks so much for coming today.
Thank you for having me.
So what did you think when you won the award? What was it? Expected or big surprise?
Well, it was definitely a tremendous achievement for me and the company as well. It's a very important award for myself and Gates PCM Integrated Services. It marks a transition that we have been able to do with the company and the amount of progress that the company has made through the years and the achievements that it has attained to this point. So having achieved this award at a relatively young stage in my life as well, it gives me a sense of confidence and at the same time a bit of pressure that there's a lot more to be achieved in the near future.
Expectations now, right?
Definitely.
Tell us a bit more about what GPIS does, or Gates PCM Integrated Services. Security, we understand.
Yes, Gates PCM Integrated Services is a security services company that provides a wide range of security services. This includes the protection of facilities, VIP protection, event security, cash and valuables protection, as well as the conduct of security risk surveys and audits. And we also provide the state-of-the-art technological security solutions. The company started out in 2011 as 24/7 Security Services, but it was since acquired and rebranded as Gates PCM Integrated Services in 2014. At the point of rebranding, we started out with 26 security officers on the ground, mm-hmm. with just a handful of projects. Today, we have had more than tenfold growth in just about 4 years with 300 security officers on the ground. And with this growth, we are able to provide our services to a wide range of premises, which includes commercial buildings, warehouses, logistical hubs, academic institutions, government institutions, residential buildings, and industrial buildings. Our clients also include quite a few esteemed names, Singapore Polytechnic, BCA, People's Association, Mapletree, SAFRA, DSTA, and SAF Chalet, just to name a few.
How do you think this landscape has evolved, though, in the last couple of years? We always talk about in the business sphere, technology, disruption, you know, everything is evolving at an exponential pace. How has this landscape evolved?
Well, we need to look at the landscape from the very beginning if you want to look at the evolution. When security first started out, it was seen as a menial job, something that more or less is a deterrent rather than anything else and didn't require many skills to do. But today's modern security environment is drastically different from those yesteryear standards. Today, we have extended skill sets that our officers need to learn on the ground and need to get right. And there are a myriad of situations and incidents to be faced on the ground, such as fires, medical emergencies, and the ever-ready nature of acts of terror, of course. So our officers need to be first responders to all of these and be equipped to handle the situation till authorities arrive. And the security landscape has also become a matter of risk management and mitigation.
Mm.
Because we need to look into individual risk liabilities of each of our clients and propose solutions on how to reduce this risk through security solutions. And on top of all of that, right now we are looking at increasing nature of customer service with this industry because it's being looked at a service industry more or less. We're still guarding and providing security services to protect the lives of our clients. But beyond that, today's security landscape has definitely evolved tremendously.
Is it just because of the evolution of civilization, you say, or what would modern security look like? There'd be a lot of technology involved, I'm sure.
Yes, definitely. I think a lot of people have a lot of misconceptions about what security is. They might think that it's primarily manpower-based, but today's modern security is actually a matter of integrated solutions. We look at the fusion of manpower mechanisms as well as methodologies.
So the layperson only knows the CCTV. What else is involved?
Yeah, of course, we have quite a bit of tech on the ground at the moment. We have everything from body-worn cameras to, let's say, analytical CCTVs. You're talking about CCTVs which can just pick up visuals. We're talking about CCTVs that can pick up patterns, which can pick up facial recognition and things
like that. So a manner of AI involved too?
Yes, quite a bit of AI involved.
Yeah.
And I would also say that at the end of the day, this tech also involves in making sure that our officers are more highly trained to be able to handle the tech. And that also involves creating more protocols that are more peculiar to sites, because not every site will need a certain amount of tech or a certain type of tech. So that tech will then go into creating a certain sense of methodology to protect that site.
Mm. Siva, then it still sounds like you need people.
Definitely.
Is that the current and still pain point of the security landscape?
I think it's always been. Yeah, a matter of a pain point in security, because there's always been a lack of manpower in the local
security industry. The stereotypes involved, that people still think that it's just a menial job and you're just standing there and really doing nothing.
I suppose sometimes...
Has that not changed over time?
I suppose sometimes people don't understand the nature of the job and how important it is. As far as I'm concerned, I would think that security is actually a very important part of national defense as well as total defense framework. Now, if you look at the total defense framework of Singapore, you would realize that under civil defense, people need to understand how to react to emergencies and incidents. And that's precisely the job of a security officer. He comes up to you and handles that situation for you. He helps you through emergency situations. So we are technically first responders to any kind of national emergency that happens. So we are a firm part of national security as well as total defense, which makes it all the more important for us to be on the ground, and which is something that my company takes very strongly into our point of view. And we address that point of view and spread it across to all our employees to make sure they understand the importance of their job.
Pain points again, the lack of manpower, perhaps the challenges finding talented people for the sector.
The regulatory body right now has introduced the progressive wage model, which has increased the salaries of security officers to attract more people into the industry. But of course, that has allowed the cost of business to go up quite exponentially as well. At the same time, the authorities are encouraging companies to invest in technology to be a sort of reduction in manpower in the long run. And they're offering various grants for the introduction of these new technologies to the security industry. So I guess the solution to the manpower crisis would be to jump on the bandwagon of the, the technological revolution that's going on with the security industry. And I wouldn't necessarily call these pain points, but I would say that these are necessary challenges that one in the security industry has to go through to make ourselves continually relevant to the industry.
At the risk of simplifying everything, why not just fortressify everything to secure it? There is a lack of manpower, difficulty to find talent. Let's just make everything a fortress, and that way you're secured.
Well, that wouldn't be the right way of going about things, because while we are looking at making things secure, we are also very concerned with the business that the premises is running. And we cannot make everything a fortress, because there's somebody who needs to run a business at those premises, you know? If I were to fortify XPH, you wouldn't be able to run a radio station.
True. I'm just being facetious, because also not just companies or schools that you mentioned and some luminaries that you secure, you're also the first security services firm in Singapore to protect a UNESCO World Heritage site. That's got to be a different ballgame altogether, right, Siva?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was definitely a...
So you can't fortressify that.
Yeah, obviously. We definitely can't. That's probably where the customer service portion of it really came in. Mm. Because while there are thousands of visitors who come to that particular place, we have to be very courteous towards them. At the same time, keep a watchful eye out for, you know, any dangers, any risks that may be lurking. So that was really a big balancing act. But beyond that, it was really just a calling card to fame to be able to tell yourself that, you know, you're the first one in Singapore to be able to protect a UNESCO World Heritage Site. But there is something about that GPIS really stands for, which is that regardless of whether it's a UNESCO Heritage Site or a residential building or an academic institution, protecting that institution becomes a top priority. And being dedicated to that protection, looking effectively at mitigating the risks that are peculiar to that particular site, becomes our foremost priority.
What do you think's next for GPIS, Siva?
Well, we currently protect about 30 sites all across the island, and we're looking to increase that number over the next few years. We plan to leverage on the government initiatives that I spoke about in terms of moving towards integrated security solutions, which involves analytical CCTVs, drone patrols, robot patrols, mobile control rooms, body-worn cameras. So all this technology coming into the sphere. And we've also actually just partnered up with a Russian company to acquire all of these technologies, as well as smart technology for intrusion detection and control. So GPIS is really on the fast track towards state-of-the-art technology in terms of offering our clients some kind of technological solutions that are integrated to their security solutions as well. And we are approaching these expansion plans with a lot of aggressiveness, and we'll continually make sure that our officers at the same time are also taken care of. And we definitely aim to make sure that our clients are always safe, forever secure, as our motto says.
Sounds like a necessary investment, right?
Definitely.
These things obviously aren't going to come cheap, but it's something you really need to look into, you feel, over at GPIS.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's where the industry is moving. I believe the government is also encouraging us to go in that direction as well. Today, the government is saying that in the next few years, they're going to replace the manpower-based contracts into outcome-based contracts, which means they'll give us a set of deliverables to deliver, and each company will then propose how they intend to do that instead of just supplying a bit of manpower here and there.
Right.
So that will make things a bit more creative on our end, which is why the investment in technology is very important to keep costs down, to make things more integrated in that sense.
Check them out at gpis.com.sg. That's gpis.com.sg. Siva Nissan Kitnasamy is director there at Gates PCM Integrated Services. A belated congratulations to you for winning the award at the Spirit of Enterprise Award 2018. Siva, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.